This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
As part of this new credentialing process, show calls will be banned, except if an officer's life is at risk. And I will say we've dealt with all of the various departments, and everybody said it's time. We have to do it.
All right, so the president signs the executive order, talks to families who lost loved ones because of police actions. And there's these conversations that are happening across America, too, in individual departments as well, because there still is this push for defunding police. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. If you've never listened to the show, welcome. You can find out more about it by going to katedelaneyradio.com. Coming up this hour, we'll hit the mailbag. Plenty of hot opinions, like Tim, who says, Kate, I think it's bull beep what's going on with defunding the cops, because who are you going to call, as you said, when you're robbed, when something happens with a car accident? Your neighbors, the people down the street, the community watchdog group? I don't think so. He isn't the only one with a hot opinion, and you know how I feel about the defund the police. Cutting some fat from some of the departments, and of course getting rid of dead weight makes sense, and reform makes sense. But when you look at, for example, New York City, over the last 3 months, the coronavirus crisis has slammed that budget. You know, well below, like almost a $10 billion blow to their budget. So think about that for a second. New York City, our biggest city, $10 billion smash because of what happened with COVID-19. Then you multiply that by police officers on the front line who, by the way, left some of them because of worried about family concerns there. Others who are battling through it, and especially during the high time, I'm going to call it, of COVID in this first wave, when so many hospitals were overrun and there were so many scary things that were happening and still can continue to happen to frontline people, but especially in the early days of March and April when that happened. So anyway, the city council in New York City and police reform advocates are calling for $1 billion in cuts to the $6 billion police budget. So they would slash overtime, they would trim the number of cops from about 36,000 through attrition, and they would invest some of the savings in social services and communities impacted by police misconduct. So I think everybody's going to have to go through cuts, and it made me think of that in so many areas, cities are struggling, and there will be cuts, and where will those cuts come? But I think it will also happen with school safety and traffic enforcement, and all of those areas could be slashed too as well, and demonstrators in New York City are calling for defund. I cannot see that happening at all. Cannot see it happening at all in New York. In fact, I was there September 11th, 2001, when the terror attacks happened. Honestly, one of the worst days of my life. I had finally gotten a dream job, only been there 4 months, and we know what happens. Bam, there goes the World Trade Center, and all hell breaks loose. And so what happened? They started to increase spending on special NYPD units, including counterterrorism and intelligence. So there's a lot of things that have to be looked at. Reform, oh boy, absolutely. Chokeholds, unless a life is being threatened is what the president's saying in the executive order. Some feel doesn't go far enough. Others feel like, well, at least this is a start and there's conversation happening. But I think we're going to see that individually there'll be some areas where there's still going to be more calls for tougher reform, bigger slashes to police forces, and we'll see what that reform looks like. I think it's not a one-size-fit-all. I don't. A federal mandate can help in some areas. Does it go far enough? No, of course not. Because, again, what are the individual cities going to do? Nancy Pelosi, who is certainly the nemesis, the opposite of the president, the Speaker of the House, likened a police chokehold to lynching. And she was on one of the news networks that I was watching, and she talked about, I think she was on CNN, she talked about she didn't see any reason why there shouldn't just be a flat-out ban on police chokeholds. I can't imagine they wouldn't have a ban on it because it's strangulation. And the way it reads in what the president's executive order is that there'd be a database to track excessive uses of force by police officers. There's not an outright ban on police chokeholds, only to be used in dire circumstances, I'll call it, and stricter rules for any kind of force. And again, the suggestions of limiting chokeholds by police. So, this was a very big day, obviously, in Washington. Far enough? Not far enough. And in the middle of that, the Trump administration is suing former National Security Advisor John Bolton to stop the publication of a book that the White House says has classified information. He says that it's not classified information at all, but that it's damning information to the president. So the civil lawsuit was filed in a federal court. It followed on the heels of warnings from the president that John Bolton could face a criminal problem if he doesn't halt the plans to publish the book, which, by the way, is supposed to be published next week. It's slated for release. That's politics, right? Because controversy sells. But will it sell or will it be stopped? I mean, this is something that could quickly go all the way to the Supreme Court. There are more outbreaks with the coronavirus. I'm going to jump to that. And there's more reaction coming up on the show, but new infections hitting highs in six states. I've talked about them the other day on the show, Arizona, so nothing's changed there. Arizona, Florida, Oklahoma, Oregon, I know we have listeners in all these places, and Texas, new cases and hospitalizations they look at. That's where part of that tally goes into. Arizona in particular, they talk about a single intensive care unit bed designated for COVID patients was available. They were excited they had one because they had all the other beds filled up and that they're trying to expand as fast as they can because they're not sure what they're going to do when people need ICU care since most of the hospitals are pretty full. And they attribute it specifically to Memorial Day weekend gatherings in late May. So now other states are watching this, and they're bracing for possible increases in cases stemming from the tens of thousands of people that were protesting racial injustice, police brutality for the past 3 weeks, and again, going back to Memorial Day weekend. Where are we with COVID-19, a vaccine and a way to save lives with a steroid? Talking about that on the flip side.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
But on top of all of that, before the end of the year, I predict we will have a very successful vaccine, therapeutic, and cure.
They obviously want to create a positive environment for their folks, and so they're going to do it. And if they want to do the mask, then they should definitely do it. There's some places, when we are down in South Florida, they had the requirement. If you're going to come into the place, you got to wear a mask. Not every place has that. Obviously, when you're talking about food, it's a little bit different. But that's something that I think those businesses can make those decisions on.
All right, that's the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who's close with the president, who you just heard talking about a vaccine. So mass vaccines, COVID-19, where are we with the coronavirus as far as what I call, sadly, the odometer of death? We would love for that to just freeze, but we're up to 119,000 dead in the U.S., 679 recovered, 9,679,000, and 2.18 million cases that are confirmed. These are the accurate numbers as of now. Certainly that's what's being reported, and it can change, but these are up-to-date numbers. Deaths, 435,000 worldwide, almost 8 million cases confirmed. We still really are in the first wave. People are talking about the second wave. We're not through the first wave. I trust what Dr. Anthony Fauci says, and he said, whoa, we're not out of the first wave, because we've been talking so much about the second wave. You know, we're not out of the first wave yet. The Texas governor, Greg Abbott, says, you know, these younger people, I'm blaming you for the COVID-19 spread because of what he saw when there was this controlled sort of reopening. They're not wearing face masks. They're not sanitizing their hands. They're not maintaining safe distancing practices, and they are contracting COVID-19 at a record pace in the state of Texas. And, you know, everybody always wants to see, well, where's the evidence about the 20-somethings? Where do we see that? Well, the bars, the social gatherings, and then the conversations and the tracing back to groups and how many people are being affected by it. So, for example, in Houston, coronavirus cases are, a lot of them, the majority, what they're saying, the Texas Department of State Health Services is saying, yeah, it's people in their 20s. The bars went up, and then the rate of infections went up as well. And now we're in that third phase in Texas, for the people in Texas, of reopening. So restaurants can increase to about a 75% capacity. Now, you know what? Here's the thing. This whole idea, and I said this right from the beginning, and you see it now everywhere, and other people have said it in the beginning, but we are all in this together. So I wear my mask. I have no problem with it. We've done a poll here, mask on, mask off. And, you know, it's pretty 50-50. And I'm not surprised by that, because what do I say this show is about? Why did I start doing this show? It's about the conversation. Right of right, left of left, no labels in between, sick of it all, don't want to be political, just want to be safe, whatever your deal is, whatever badge sticker you want to wear. This is the thing. I'm trusting the health experts who have said this in the beginning. Oh, we've seen and what's happened with the virus in other places. We're going to talk to somebody in Vancouver and listen to what she has to say, because her business has exploded, has doubled. But what does that mean for people coming into the stores? What does it mean as far as what the people are doing in Vancouver with social distancing, you know, et cetera? And they're doing those things that the governor of Texas is saying, shame on you, 20-somethings. You're not doing it, so this is what we get. And people are criticizing him all over the Twittersphere. Not everybody, but all over the Twittersphere, there were a lot of attacks on the governor saying, look, he never took this seriously enough, and he rushed to reopen Texas. So you can't blame it on young people for following his lead, that he's a hypocrite. I think what happened is the numbers were totally low. Everybody was, certainly in my world, was calling me to say, what's going on in Texas? The numbers are low, 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 low. People were. I thought there were a lot of people that were following that protocol of, yeah, let's crush this sucker so that we don't have to stay at home any longer than we have to. And it was working for a while. But then something else happened. People went to bars, got close, went on lakes, got close. And, you know, it's so easy to spread, especially for the healthy younger people, anybody 20 to 35. Boom, you get it, you spread it. That's a bumper sticker. You get it, you spread it at that age group. And that's what we're seeing in so many areas. All right, there's a steroid called dexamethasone, and apparently it doesn't cost a lot. They're using it in the UK and having amazing results in using it. The survival rates of the people who are on ventilators, because, you know, that's always the scary thing when you see that. But this team of researchers in England has discovered that this is affordable, it's widely available, it's showing massive promise, it's improving survival outcomes. They have just tested it across the board. They're throwing it out there. It's a common steroid used to treat inflammation, and it cut deaths up to one-third in a study of about 6,000 that were not just ill, they were severely ill patients, and they got the drug. And it was amazing what it what happened to them, how it turned their fate perhaps around. Significant improvements. So this is something to be optimistic about, because it's an anti-inflammatory, anti-swelling drug used for all kinds of things. But if it's working and somebody's in that situation where you need this, it's a life-saving measure, wow. And I think that's exciting that that happens for those with COVID-19 who are in distress. So that's one thumbs up. Vaccine, we're not there yet. There's so much testing that has to go on. And the president, who, like all of us, is anxious and not patient for this to happen, in what the researchers are saying is that they have, you know, they're looking at this vaccine. But this vaccine that he's talking about is nowhere close to where it can be out there, deeper into trials, etc. So this vaccine is still off in the distance. And we'll see. I mean, by the end of the year, it would be great if we had something by the end of the year. I think the thing to watch now, and I gave you the numbers, is when we are out of this first phase, which we're not, what happens as we roll in, we meaning collectively us, the United States and the world, what happens when we shift gears and go into the potential second wave? I mean, this is why the mass conversations, this is why the social distancing. I mean, imagine if every single person did it, which is an impossibility to get 100%. But if you didn't have so many people at the bars and the beach and on top of each other, and they really were following that, I mean, really high numbers, would it have made a difference? It certainly looks that way by looking at the research, or why would we do it in the first place based on what the medical experts are saying. And you look at the breakdown of who is getting COVID-19. And look, the U.S. just reported 24,000 new cases. The human trials with you know, the COVID-19 treatment derived from cow's blood, that's a possibility that could be the thing that turns the corner on this. But the new numbers, like I said, the numbers that shot up happened on those after Memorial Day weekend, and the hospitalizations up, the ICU up, 6 times higher. Deaths are 12 times higher among those who reported underlying conditions. And we know those. Heart disease, diabetes, chronic lung disease. There you have to stay at home and guard against it. Love to get on the air and say we're tamping it down, we're going backwards in the opposite direction, which is happening, by the way, still in some states. We're going to Canada next. How are they faring in Vancouver with all of this?
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is taking action which is aimed at curbing police brutality. The order restricts discretionary Justice Department grants to departments that voluntarily adhere to standards, including a ban on chokeholds. The order would also encourage police agencies to share details about excessive force complaints in a new federal database,
so that officers with significant issues do not simply move from one police department to the next. That's a problem.
Democrats are complaining the order is too weak and doesn't go far enough. California Senator Kamala Harris.
The only way to meaningfully access police brutality is through comprehensive reforms, including reforms to hold bad officers accountable for misconduct.
This is USA Radio News. As expected, Pacific Gas and Electric pleaded guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter in the 2018 Camp Fire in California. The company acknowledged it did neglect equipment that sparked the fire, which ripped through the town of Paradise. 85 people died in the fire, but prosecutors were unable to prove that one of the deaths was the company's fault. PG&E also pled guilty to one count of illegally setting a fire. PG&E has also agreed to pay a maximum $3.5 million in fines. The fire burned more than 95% of the town, including 14,000 homes. PG&E filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last year. The bankruptcy process was in part used to reach settlements valued at approximately $25.5 billion with wildfire victim groups. No company employees are expected to serve any prison time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
About the pandemic and how it's affecting people around the world in the United States, etc. Now there's reopenings and we're seeing a shift in how people are doing things in their lives, different things they're doing, like try to get a bicycle. I was at the bicycle store the other day. I have one, but the lines are out the door, of course, social distancing, and there's no bikes. It's crazy. Alma Lightbody is coming up later in the show. She's got a great book called You're Not the Boss of Me, Discover Your Authentic Self, but also is involved in the home building business. Think, you know, sort of Home Depot. She's in Vancouver. So Alma, in that business, I would imagine it's exploding because people have more time and they're working on their houses. Am I right?
It is, and we have two stores, and they're extremely busy. But we actually are lucky enough not to have big lineups. We have enough ways to process them as they come through, and so we've over doubled our business, but the people aren't lined up outside the door. They occasionally might be, but usually it's just we have to define how many can come into our store, and it's big enough if we've got directions around for them that they can flow through, and everybody is fixing their house, fixing or painting or adding a fence or building things for their kids. It is a whole new norm, and it's really, I hope for people it's going to stay, because that new norm is so good for people to be home and looking after everybody at home. So
yeah. I think so, too. So you talk about the two stores. Where are the two stores? And once the pandemic hit, you obviously had to rethink, though, some of the things that you were doing in the store to take those precautions. What was that like trying to flip that switch?
Well, it had to flip. It had to flip very fast. We had to have our cashiers all lined up separately and have plexiglass around them. And some people wear masks, some don't. And none of our staff has got sick. They've all been really supportive. One of our sons took on getting medical supplies, so bringing in respirators and masks and supporting all the dentists and doctors that weren't part of the system that were getting those supplies. So we shifted our business quite a bit in that short period of time. But we were bringing in more and more trucks of masks and more and more supplies for people's houses. So it's everything has turned over very quickly as we're moving forward. But Vancouver has been very lucky with having quite a flat curve. We haven't had a huge amount of infections, and people picked up on it really quickly. So
That's good.
I think we're doing very well.
Yeah, that's great. And both of your stores are in Vancouver?
Yeah, just on the edge of Vancouver, one Tsawwassen and one Richmond, so they're sort of suburbs of Vancouver proper.
Yeah, and talking about people in doing things to their homes, painting, et cetera, is that one of the most popular things, painting?
Oh, well, that is. It's sort of the fastest thing they can do. The other things, they have to be able to use a hammer and build.
Yeah.
So, but the other thing that we've sold a lot of is freezers. Like,
wow.
they're just going out the door because people think they're not going to have enough food or whatever, and everybody is buying freezers. So our appliance portion went up dramatically, too.
Wow, interesting. Alma Lightbody, we'll talk to you later in the show. Can't wait to talk about your book, You're Not the Boss of Me, Discover Your Authentic Self. Thank you.
Thank you, and it's been nice talking to you, Kate.
So it's interesting, you know, you look at Vancouver, Canada, and what, as she said, they're doing, you know, knock on wood, doing pretty well with the coronavirus and reopening. And again, just like so many other places, it's different depending on the city, but they're doing the reopening of businesses. And they've got a long list, and they have a lot of people arguing over beaches and what the phases look like, just like in the United States. But they call it phase three in British Columbia, and they're saying we're ready to go. And we've got sports fields that are reopened for reservations on July 1st. And so what they're saying is it's very big to book, you know, sports teams, camps, modified training, that kind of thing. But they're doing cleaning of equipment and physical distancing and all the things that we keep talking about. They have these 153 playing fields that are a really big deal. So she talked about the freezer selling, and I checked on that in the U.S., and there is a similar story in the U.S., not quite the same, with the smaller, you know, smaller ice boxes or fridges or whatever you want to call them. But bicycles, crazy. Bicycle sale boom. Try getting a bicycle. I said that. I've been in a couple of different stores, and it's a very long wait for fitness bikes and for bikes that just ride on the street. 66%, you know, increase in bike sales in May across the board. Same thing. Children's bikes up 59%. Just the, because there's different kinds of bikes. Leisure, what they call leisure bikes, 121%. And oh, are you a puzzler? Do you do puzzles? Puzzle sales are also out of this world, right? And it's the same thing because of the pandemic. They saw a huge increase where we're talking like 25, 50% more sales. So the demand for jigsaw puzzles. There was one game maker that had U.S. puzzle sales soar, ready for this, 370%. 370%, 370% in the last couple of weeks. So it's been terrible for job loss. It's been terrible for so many reasons. But here are these little niches where, because of how life has changed, that something else has come back in. And they say the surge in demand is comparable to demand during the Great Depression, according to a puzzle historian. Did you know they had puzzle historians? And that it's not uncommon for Americans to turn to jigsaw puzzles when there's economic uncertainty. There's something about what that does to your mind. So the game maker, Ravensburger, is the game maker. The U.S. puzzle sales, that I said, 370% year over year in the past 2 weeks. Wow. And they said they have never seen anything like it. They've been around for 136 years. And in 2019, they sold a total of 21 million puzzles globally. And they had an average rate of 7 puzzles a minute. Isn't that crazy? 7 puzzles a minute sold in North America. But with the surge and everything else, it's closer to 20 puzzles a minute in North America. I don't have the... Do you have the patience for that? Like, how many pieces? And people get, like, huge puzzles that they put together. And we're not talking about easy puzzles. We're talking about lots and lots and lots and lots of pieces. And then how long does it take, you know, to put that together? Hey, you know, the good news is that they've got people that they've hired to deal with the increase. So there's some jobs that have been created because of that. And woohoo, I mean... Yeah, helping that economy, because this one game maker, they've got 3 warehouses in New Hampshire, Washington State, and Pennsylvania. And yes, they have the safety precautions in place. They haven't had problems. They have staggered shifts and social distancing, and they can't keep up with the spike in the demand for the product. And it's kind of the same thing with bicycles. Well, it's not kind of. It is the same thing. And then... You have the 2-wheeled version of what are we driving in, and passenger cars and SUVs, of course, have tanked, and people are parking, if they have 2 cars, they're parking one of their cars and saving on that insurance. But the pickup truck is selling well. Sales of pickups initially fell, but then they rose up once we got into the pandemic, and I'm thinking maybe some of that is because of all this home improvement that people are doing. What are you going to haul it around in? You go to a Home Depot parking lot, and it's like you're at a rock concert. Every space is filled. I am not kidding you. And that's it. People are doing things around the house that they weren't doing before, but now suddenly they're doing it. So May, for example, sales of the Toyota Tundra full-size pickup, you've seen those. Those are monsters, are huge. Up 8.2% compared with a year earlier. Same thing with the Toyota Tacoma. They have a mid-size pickup, and that's up 8.6%. This is the largest May ever for Tacoma sales. You got to think people selling those have to feel good, because it's so such a pinch for luxury automobiles and SUVs. They're feeling pinched. But you think of states where Americans buy the most pickups, and you know where that is? Texas. They're buying a ton of them. But even in some other places where normally they wouldn't sell as many, they're selling more, like in the Northeast. And again, I think it partially, I mean, I have no scientific evidence of this, but I think partially it's because of what are they doing with the pickups. And small business owners, sole proprietors, what do you need? Trucks for construction, renovation. And what are they hauling around? What do you have to move? And the answer is that's it. A truck makes all the difference. Coming up, lots of hot opinions, as I mentioned earlier, about COVID-19, police reform, what the president did, was it enough or was it not enough? There seemed to be a lot of conversation about that, too. We're going to get there next. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Sweet, I'm already in the mail room, and there's a flood of this stuff virtually flying around. So let's jump right on it. This one is from Jake, listening to us in the great state of Texas, specifically in Austin. He's been a long time listener of this show. And Jake says, you know, Kate, as somebody in my mid-30s, I look at what's happening around me and I just, boy, you just shake your head, right? And I sometimes feel like no matter what the president does, he's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. And on this deal with the police, which is horrific, George Floyd is a watershed moment for this country, and it should have never happened. And honestly, I don't know anyone that you would meet that would say that George Floyd got what he deserved. He should have not gotten any of that and should still be alive today to be with his daughter. But as a result of it, now there should be some reforms. And this is at least a step for sure in the right direction, because you can prevent some of that misconduct by the bad cops without completely endangering public safety. And this whole defund the police thing, I mean, are people really thinking straight about that? What takes the place of the police officer when you find yourself in trouble and you would normally have a police officer that would come to your aid? I'm sure you've been there. I've been there several times. And I understand about reform. It does have to happen. I understand about community programs that are not just lip service and conversation. I understand about real conversation that should have happened, didn't happen. But it is also tough to do the blanket thing and accuse everybody of being in that same boat. I say you certainly shift some money in different directions, but I think that you go through and weed out what is not working in police departments, what is systemic, whatever it is, but you don't completely throw out everything when it comes to policing. The killing of George Floyd at the hands of the Minneapolis police, I mean, this is at the heart of it. And it's, of course, it is, like I said, it's that moment in time, and so did he, that now the president steps in. He's got an executive order to prevent the tragedies from occurring again without harming the efforts of the cops to protect us from criminals. And the president's executive order bans what may have been incorrectly, they say, called chokeholds by the police, except when an officer's life is in danger. So here's the thing. There is a little bit of a differentiator. There's a difference between when you're talking about a tracheal windpipe compression and carotid restraint that's taught in martial arts academies. And we obviously saw what happened to George Floyd. And of course, it was in the situation with him, I mean, watching his life choked away was, again, outrageous. So the executive order requires police departments to share information about officers who have been found to use excessive force after complaints against them have been fully vetted out, and they have to report those cases so that you don't have people jumping from different departments in different states. That part is certainly good and long overdue and should have been there in place a long time ago. John agrees with that. John says, hey, certainly it's a step in the right direction. I understand anybody who is a family member, anybody who has been the victim of racism, who doesn't think it goes far enough or is outraged by everything that continues to happen. It does seem like it's a house of cards without a doubt. And there can't be reform quickly enough, right? But defunding police departments, just saying, okay, we're just going to defund them across the board, would be very tricky. And I think ultimately, Kate, very, very dangerous. And not the way to deal with this moving forward at all. All right, so let's move on to something else. This one's from Patrick, and Patrick says, Kate, listen to you all the time in, Orlando in Oregon, and I'm watching what's happening with these cuts to police departments, especially in areas like L.A., where they're talking about cutting their budget somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 million plus. And so you say, okay, well, what's going to happen with that money in the new fiscal year, and what does that mean for the department? Do they respond to 911 calls? What do they do? Do they have backup for officers who need help? And will there be a delay in cases and investigations? Yeah, see, that would be the concern, right? In Los Angeles, in doing that, they had this measure that was introduced in the beginning of June. And the new fiscal year starts in July, the beginning of July. So the Los Angeles Police Protective League is hearing these conversations, of course, all over the Los Angeles news, all over up and down the state, and because other departments are looking at it. And they're warning that reducing their budget would lead to longer response times to 911 calls, and also backup wouldn't be good. There would be delayed murder, assault investigations, delayed rape investigations, and that's the whole thing. What does that mean for those 911 calls? Especially, it will take forever to complete these investigations, and you got to think about that. You know, the LAPD had an uptick in murders for the week ending June 6th. They said a 56% increase in gunshot victims. And the campaigns to defund law enforcement have, of course, bubbled up all over. And what does it mean in trying to figure out where that money is going to be earmarked? But we go back to Floyd dying while in police custody. And, of course, city council wants to dismantle the police force entirely, replace it with something else. What is the something else? Here's another one about that, about COVID. This one is from Bobby, who says, I'm 27 years old, and I watch what's happening, even with my own friends, because we're all antsy. We want to get together. We feel like we're young and fine and healthy enough, and we can social distance. But then I'll get pics from my friends who are out there in bars and other situations, and they don't give a rip, Kate. And do I really want to be around them? So it's created some awkwardness, and I bet there's other people who feel that same awkwardness. Well, yes, like I said, the mask on, mask off, or even mass shame. But even with your own friends, who's going out, who's spending time with other people, and it's definitely not really in the guidelines of social distancing, because you're off somewhere in a watering hole, or you're at a bar, but you're close, and that's the whole thing. The closer you are, the more chances of that spreading, and then they trace it, and then you ultimately see where that leads back to. All right, this one is from Josephine, who says, Kate, the show has kept me up too many nights, but I enjoy it. I look at COVID and it scares me to death when I think of my family being scattered around the U.S. of how seriously are they taking it. I see pictures of the mask, but I can only imagine they're not constantly on. What is the death toll in the United States from this awful virus? Yeah, I said it in the beginning, it's 119,000 in the U.S. These are confirmed cases. And speaking of confirmed, 2.18 million, recovered 679,000. That's the recovery number. And, of course, the highest is still New York, and New Jersey's behind them, and California and Illinois, Massachusetts, Connecticut. And there's lots and lots of unknowns. Speaking of unknowns, this one comes to us from Sarah. And Sarah says, wow, you think of people going back to church, and I have to believe you can get a pass if you do the work by yourself, or if you do it virtually. I think we have to get used to virtual, whether it's praying, eating, or anything else. Virtual is going to be the way to go, whether we like it or not. All right, I like all of you. Thanks for listening to the show. You can flip me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. Hashtag, we're all in this together. Still. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.